Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Next story comes out to us out of the AP, and it's actually a conversation that in 3 years of doing the show together, just about, we have never talked about this before. And there's some days where I walk in and Wicket and I do a little bit of pleasantries, and there are other days where I walk in and he just says, do you think prostitution should be legal?
Just hit you with it.
Yeah,
no,
just right out of the gate, I'm like,
boom.
Good morning to you.
No pleasantries.
How are you?
I've been up since 5.
Get some good sleep.
I had the baby up.
Same day at 5 o'clock every day, so I'm like, at least I'm awake, but okay, we can start this right away as I walk in the door. Out of the AP, New York State would legalize the buying and selling of sex under a proposal introduced in the state legislature Monday that would lift criminal penalties for sex work. The bill is not expected to get a vote before the Democrat-led Senate and Assembly plan to adjourn for the year next week. But usually what would happen is you introduce it 1 year and then the next year it would come back and eventually it might pass. Supporters still hailed the announcement of the bill as a critical step toward repealing criminal penalties for sex workers and their customers. During a press conference in Manhattan on Monday, former and current sex workers talked about being forced into the industry as minors. They said many sex workers rely on their jobs to make ends meet. Some of these stories are a little scary based on the age at which people tell you they were forced into the industry. There's a woman named T.S., who is a former sex worker and current leader in the effort to decriminalize the industry, said she started selling sex at the age of 13. As a matter of survival.
Oh, my Lord.
So let me just say this. If you immediately jump to, hell yeah, let's decriminalize it, think about that for a second, that a lot of people get into this really young. She said, we only want to live, be free, and be safe. The bill's sponsor in the Assembly, Manhattan Democrat Richard Gottfried, said outlawing prostitution has only forced sex workers into the shadows where they can be exploited, trafficked, and then punished for breaking the law. He said trying to stop sex work between consenting adults should not be the business of the criminal justice system. The bill faces opponents on the left and the right, showing just how difficult it can be to change those old laws. A leading anti-trafficking group supports decriminalizing it, but not the actions of pimps and johns, saying prostitution causes severe long-term psychological and physical harm, and saying we are better than this.
I think this is fascinating because there are so many different pieces of the conversation. And feel free to jump in. The simple question is out there at 576-7798. Should we legalize prostitution in Kansas and Missouri? Because they're talking about doing it in New York.
Keep in mind, in my mind, when we say legalize prostitution, we legalize both parties. You legalize and remove the punishments for the women or men who are prostituting themselves, and you legalize and remove the punishments mm-hmm. for the men or women buying those services. Obviously, you would have to do both. But my point is, across the board, both sexes, no matter who's on either side of it.
Right, and that's fair because there are some countries in Europe that will punish the buyer and not punish, the woman. Because 20% of prostitutes are men, but 80% of prostitutes on the planet and in this country are women.
So you do it on both sides.
Yeah, you would decriminalize it the entire way. And the sex trafficking aspect of it, some people said you will up the amount of people who are women who will get sex trafficked. Others would say it would reduce it because you wouldn't have people. I mean, look, if you're going to say, I'm going to try to profit off of, bringing people into this country or whatever, kidnapping and forcing women into being sex trafficked. Yeah, but if there are more women or there are people who are out there that are going to do it and not go through a pimp or go through these, you know, child sex services, God, that's awful to say. Doesn't this lessen the amount of sex trafficking that goes on?
I will be honest. This will be interesting as we play this out a little bit. Because I don't know. Just call me ignorant on it. Again, we've never talked about this before.
No, we haven't.
And so I've never had to think about it. I don't know exactly the connection between starting in prostitution and then that leading to sex trafficking. And I assume that you don't, that there are some people, how can I say this? I think you can, sex trafficking can still be against the law and yes. prostitution be legal, right?
Absolutely.
Based on the definitions of both, you know? And so you can still, I guess when I think prostitution, and this is perhaps naive of me, but initially my idea of that is just like the women that are walking down whatever road it happened, you know, we all know kind of the roads that are more known for that here. But the women that are just walking down and the guys that just kind of pick them up on the side of the street. To me, that's the purest form of prostitution. Sex trafficking to me is like pimping plus, you know, it's there's a kidnapping element to that. There's a threatening element to that. But it is an interesting idea of what's the difference?
I
need to know the difference because does legalizing prostitution legalize sex trafficking?
No, I think it lessens sex trafficking.
But what's the difference?
You're not forced into it.
But I mean, by definition, but you know what I mean?
I think if you legalize, if you have all of a sudden, you know, a house of women who are there because they want to be there, as opposed to a house of women who don't want to be there, you're going to have less business, I'm going to assume, to the illegal activity of bringing women out of the shadows, bringing women from other countries, forcing them into a den who don't want to be there, who are being punished if they disobey. I think you'll have less and less of that because I can get it from women who don't,
who aren't being trafficked.
I don't have to do it illegally. What I'm doing is legal. There's less of a chance. I think you would have less sex trafficking. And if you want to jump into this conversation, 576-7798, maybe I've got it upside down.
No, I'll listen to that argument.
Because it's like the idea of legalizing pot. We would have less.
I don't have to do it illegally.
I don't have to go to a drug dealer to buy weed. I can just go to the store. I know it's pure. I know it's clean. I know it's regulated. I know that they might get tested more. I know what I'm getting at that store is going to not give me syphilis.
But here's what I need. I need to know, I need someone to come up with for me a definition between what now would be legal and what now would be illegal. Because if you are making prostitution legal, what is the part of sex trafficking that will make it illegal? Because some people would say they're the same.
576-7798. And then there's the whole idea of government regulation, which we'll get into as well.
What rules you want to put on it? Because once you make it legal, you can regulate it to death.
I mean, is the government going to tell me what I can and can't do now? So where do you go if you are morally against prostitution, but perhaps you don't like the government telling you what you can and can't do with your body? You're a female. Maybe you are pro-choice. Government can't tell me what to do with my body, but why are we making it legal to give this away? You know,
I require birth control?
576-7798. Sure you can.
Can I require condoms?
Yeah, you can.
Can we license it?
We're asking you right now, 576-7798, should prostitution be legal in Kansas and Missouri? Because they're talking about doing it to fully decriminalize sex work in the state of New York.
Is it legal anywhere else other than parts of Nevada? Is that it?
I don't believe so.
We'll find that out.
Where is...
So New York State, their legislatures adjourn for the year, legislators adjourn for the year next week. So it's unlikely that the bill will get a vote before the Democrat-led Senate and Assembly break then for the year. But if nothing else, they're talking about it and it's been introduced. And so under this bill, they would legalize the buying and selling, so both sides of it, of sex, and it would lift the criminal penalties for sex work. So if a male or female sells or if a male or female buys, neither side of that equation could be penalized for that act.
Yeah, it's just Nevada, by the way.
It would just be the buying and selling of a service, like massages or anything else, sort of.
Jamie, do you think it should be legal?
I need to play it out a little bit. My initial thought was, yeah, why not? It seemed like an obvious thing to me. And what's interesting sometimes is that as we talk about it, my brain shifts a little bit and I haven't come to a conclusion just yet.
By the way, prostitution legal in basically the middle part of Nevada. It is not legal in Las Vegas.
Really?
You have to leave that county.
Okay.
It is not legal in Clark County, Las Vegas, but the county just to the northwest. It is.
Okay.
And it is not legal in the northwest part of the state of Nevada. Everywhere else it is. Just food for thought. Should it be legal, though? 576-7798. There's a human trafficking element. There's a very dark and BDSM element to this as well, I think. And then there's the whole idea of sex trafficking. What does it do for sex trafficking? Let's say you're driving around in Topeka or Wichita or Sedalia, and there's prostitutes or there's a house of prostitutes. You all right with that?
Because keep in mind, rape would still be illegal.
Yes.
And kidnapping would still be illegal. And keeping someone against their will would still be illegal. I'm trying to come up with what the equivalent would be to another industry, but pimping? Like having an agent?
I mean, you wouldn't need to have an agent
but
anymore.
But you could.
You could.
You
yeah.
could. You could. I mean,
you could have a house that you work at, you know, and that house is like Mike Wickett's brothel.
We have agents for other industries.
Yeah.
You could have an agent then that gets you the best work.
Bunny Ranch.
Whatever you want to call it.
Dave is in Midtown. Dave, thank you so much for calling. What do you think? Should we legalize prostitution in America?
Oh, heck no. I believe that a woman has a right to her privacy and her body. But having lived off truth for 30-something years and have dealt directly with street prostitution, there has to be a way to combat it. And, you know, the women aren't necessarily the only victim. The victims are people that live next to a prostitution-prone area and deal with the pimps and deal with what follows prostitution, and that is the drug houses. I really wouldn't have any issues with a brothel situation, but keep in mind, somebody has to live next to it. And when you've lived in these areas and have had to try to protect your daughters or sons even from John's trying to procure sex, it puts it in perspective for you. And we've dealt with it for 30-something years, and finally, after hard work, got it under control. Still pops up periodically, but once in a while, but not like it used to be.
So can I ask a couple questions? Because I'm sure. Still trying to figure out kind of where I land on this a little bit. Given where you live, is it not possible that in legalizing prostitution, you're not going to have the people on the street taking down the look of your neighborhood, but now they're going to go into established businesses that are not necessarily going to be called Bob's Sex House, but are going to be called something a little more discreet?
Not necessarily. Now, imagine living, and this is, I would put this in perspective for you, imagine living in an apartment building that you have a prostitute working out of, and she's utilizing that unit, unbeknownst to the landlord and later possibly to the other tenants in the building. Who would want a revolving door of sex trade going up to that unit?
But let me just to play devil's advocate for a second. What is the difference between what you are seeing as a fellow tenant of the building versus a woman or a man who just happens to have a lot of people they sleep with?
That you're absolutely correct, but there is a dark side to prostitution.
But there wouldn't be. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, no,
this
that's
take
what
that
you're
away.
Speculating. I think you're kind of speculating.
Yeah, but aren't you as well that, speculating, David?
But it's okay. Tell me I'm wrong. Because,
you know,
again, I don't know where I am on it.
I think it's based on life experience. Because when you've dealt with these women, and these women who have been put out on the streets by pimps and have been threatened by pimps because you are disrupting their money flow, no, I don't agree with you whatsoever, and that's just my opinion.
It's fair enough.
On the radio and just immediately want to call you, but this is just such an issue that we've dealt with for 30-plus years in Midtown.
And David, I want to get some more up and appreciate your call and your insight, because you've dealt with this more. The only thing I'll say that he just threw out there, women wouldn't be thrown on the streets and beaten by pimps because it would be legal. And I could run my, you know, my pimp shop or whatever, but I don't, I think it would have an adverse, the reverse effect, but I don't know.
I don't know if that's true. Again, as I go back and forth.
Thank you, David.
With money, and I want to hear more from people who are against it, because it seems natural to me to say, well, of course, make it legal. I need to hear the other side of it, because we'll get to that point. Mm-hmm. With money comes power. And when you are buying something, you feel like you have control over it. And so I don't know necessarily if you're going to cut down on the women being abused or beaten or whatever, because with money comes the feeling like you can treat that thing however you want. And now it's legal. So now you really feel like I'm buying it. I can do whatever I want with it. And it's legal. So I can do whatever I want with it. I knew this was going to happen. I knew I was going to start off on one side and start to move to the other a little
bit. And that's healthy.
Yeah.
That's good. Chris and KC, what's up, Chris?
Hey, my name is Chris. I'm also a survivor of prostitution, and now I work in the anti-trafficking field. I'm on two different attorney general's task forces, both in Kansas and Missouri, the Human Trafficking Advisory Board and the Human Trafficking Task Force in Jeff City, and I can tell you legalization is a horrible idea.
Okay, why?
People need to do their research. One of the things that we're finding is in the places where it's been legalized, and decriminalization of a person who is selling herself is different than someone who is selling her or buying her. For one thing, prostitution is straight up sexual exploitation. It doesn't matter if that person is prostituting him or herself. They're being exploited for someone else's pleasure. And Jamie's exactly right. When an individual gets in that room or in that car or wherever, that individual is completely at the mercy of the buyer.
Yeah, but
I've had many clients murdered. There is no safe prostitution.
Chris, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
You said that it's exploitation, but aren't they choosing to do it to themselves? And wouldn't they be choosing to be doing it to
the...
Let me ask my question, please, here, Chris.
Go ahead.
Wouldn't they be choosing by their own legal right to do with their body what they want in an effort to make money that they deem, you know, in a profession they deem totally fine... Aren't they doing it to themselves?
Well, having been there myself, on both ends of the equation, people need to understand what leads an individual into prostitution. And when people say, well, why did she choose that or he choose that? For me, I see it less as a choice and more of a decision that is made generally as a result. Whether this is right or wrong in this individual's perception, it's what that person perceives at that time and makes a decision to sell his or her body. That's a decision that they make generally because they believe that there are no other choices for them. It's not something that an individual decides, wow, prostitution really sounds like the thing for me. I'll just jump out there and give it a whirl. You know, absolutely not. Generally, it doesn't happen that way. It's generally as a result of economic depravity, mental illness, no family or societal support, addiction.
To me, if it's a world of being emotionally or mentally manipulated by someone else, that's under the cloud of it being illegal. If there were regulations put in place and it wasn't a bunch of drug dealing pimps that were running the prostitutes and it was a place where, oh, hey, you know, you come here, it's safe, it's regulated, it's clean, there's condoms, we have security here, you can feel safe here, and a woman or man chooses to do that with their body.
And could be, like, I hate to say this term, but like if we class it up a little bit.
Absolutely.
It could be, and again, Chris, I'm going more towards your side. This is where I'm having a hard time with it, and maybe in a good way. But I think to what Wicket said, you take the desperation out of it,
mm-hmm,
in doing so. You know, you have some women or men, because both can do it, who charge different rates. However you want to qualify those rates. Like you said, you have security there at a business to protect against things going wrong. So suddenly it's not someone's last resort. And I hate to be cold about it. It's not your last resort. It's just a skill that you have that you are good at and a service that is in demand. You treat it now like anything else.
Treat it like Uber.
And you regulate it and you tax it. And you put laws, mm-hmm, on how it has to be done. And you require things like birth control and condoms and STD testing and all of that kind of thing.
And you work when you want.
And suddenly it's not in the shadows as much. And maybe it's not, you know, then, because again, I think one of the fears I'm having is that just because you legalize it doesn't mean you take away the beatings and all of that kind of stuff. Because people feel like it's property then that they're buying. You have it maybe you say it can't be done. I don't know if you can keep people from doing it in their homes, but you set up businesses where you eliminate the possibility of some of that.
More of your calls coming up. Chris, thank you for yours. We appreciate it. Should prostitution be legal? 576-7798. Missy is in Odessa. Missy, thank you so much for your patience. Go ahead.
Hi. I used to live in Guam many, many years ago, and prostitution was legalized. They all had to carry around a health certificate with them. And so they had to be checked for STDs and everything on a regular basis. It wasn't just a one-time thing. So if they were caught and did not have their card, they would be arrested. If they were caught and they had an STD or they went to the health department and had an STD, it would actually be announced on the news who it was.
Okay.
So what do you think about this?
So were you in favor of that? Was everybody peaceful about it?
Everybody was, because it took all the, you didn't have the violence on the street. You didn't have the pimps. You had actual places where they would, you know, hire, just like you go to McDonald's and get hired. They would hire you there as a prostitute if that's what you want to do for your line of work in your life. But it brought a lot of money into the island.
And that, to me, is a huge factor. Tax it at 28%.
We haven't even talked about that.
Tax it at 28%.
About where you would tax it. And again, battery would still be illegal.
Rape still illegal.
Rape would still be illegal. Mm-hmm. You know, being a little too rough with somebody would still be illegal. You know what I mean? You would, but just the act of pure sensual, everybody is happy, would be fine.
Right. Let's go to Ali in Kansas City. Go ahead, Ali.
Hey, hello. How you doing? How you guys doing?
Not bad, man. We got you on the air. Go ahead, my friend.
Okay, thank you. I just want a question for Jamie. Her name is Jamie.
Yes, her name is Jamie. Yes.
Yeah, as a woman, you think this is okay?
I'm sorry?
As a woman, you think to legalize this is okay?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I wanted to
say. Why wouldn't I?
Because I don't know. I think it's not normal for women to just go and sell their bodies like that.
Do you think it's normal for men to do it? Because men are prostitutes too.
Yeah, even men. But prostitution is just something that's normal. Not only women, both sides. So prostitution is just something not normal. So I don't know, you as a woman, let's say anybody from your family as a woman doing this, will you support them?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Like, it's not okay that I do. You don't have to lay it out. I mean, I get it that as a woman, don't you think it's demeaning to think that it's okay for a woman to do this? And I think that's unfair because there are male prostitutes but you think it's, you know, it's not okay for men to do it either. I don't define normal for me.
It's the oldest profession in the world.
You know, I have problems with it. I said that from the beginning. I'm not totally set on it. Maybe by the end of the 1 o'clock hour when we come back to this, I'll be set. But initially, I don't have that, it's demeaning to women.
Final word is Dale in Lenexa. Go ahead, Dale.
Yeah, by the way, I like your show a lot because you guys bring up good topics.
Thank you.
Serious topics, and you discuss them seriously. I need to correct you on one thing, and it's not just you, but all the media. There's a big difference between criminalization and legalization. And you got to get the two concepts straight. You can decriminalize prostitution and not make it legal. Okay. I would advocate you should decriminalize prostitution and drug use and all kinds of things. I would not make them legal. You would still make them, a lot of things are illegal that are not crimes. You don't put people in jail for them.
Can you give me an example so that people understand what you're talking about?
Okay, well, yeah, you go speeding, or you don't pay your taxes on time, or all kinds of. Most laws make things illegal, but a crime is something they put you in jail for.
No, okay? Not necessarily. You don't go to jail for all crimes.
I'm sorry, Jamie, you're just wrong. You're not a lawyer.
I've been caught for speeding before. I mean, you can laugh at me if you want. I have been caught for speeding.
You got your terms right.
I have been caught for speeding before. Made no secret of the fact that I've gotten some speeding tickets. That is illegal. I have never done a day in jail for that.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. It's illegal. It's not a crime.
But it's still a crime. I committed a crime. Yeah. A crime is illegal.
No, you didn't, Jamie. You got to get your
terms. So it's not against the law for me to speed.
Okay, I'm sorry, but you got your legal terms incorrect.
Okay.
Crimes are something in which you go to jail for the Now, you can, if you speed multiple times, it can make that a crime, and you can go to jail for it. But most laws make things illegal. Now, I would advocate, just to get your terms straight, to decriminalize drug use and a lot of things, and prostitution. I would still make them illegal, and Wicket got onto it. You control it through money. Having practiced law for 30 years, I guarantee a lot of people are more than willing to give up their freedom. They're not willing to give up their money. So you fine the heck out of it, or you regulate the heck out of it. It's not a good idea. I don't think prostitution is a great idea, but you shouldn't put people in jail for it.
All right, Dale, thank you. It's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/981KMBZ. It's also up on Twitter if you want to read it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.